June 29th through July 5th. Alma chapters 23 to 29. They never did fall away. Prayerfully study Alma chapters 23 to 29, seeking inspiration about what the children need and how to help them. Invite sharing. Draw a happy face on a piece of paper and allow individual children to hold it. As they hold the paper, invite them to name something they are learning from the Book of Mormon that brings them joy. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Alma chapter 24, verses 6 through 24. I am blessed when I keep my promises. What did you learn in your study of Alma chapter 24, verses 6 to 24, that can help the children understand the importance of keeping a righteous promise? Possible activities. Read some verses or phrases from Alma chapter 24, verses 6 to 24, to teach the children about the anti-Nephi Lehis, the promise they made, and how they kept the promise. You could also use the picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families, or Chapter 26, The People of Ammon, from Book of Mormon Stories, pages 73 to 74, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Describe how the anti-Nephi Lehis kept their promise by burying their weapons. Invite the children to draw a sword and then pretend to dig a hole and bury their sword. Help the children think of promises they make. Why is it important to keep promises? Explain that when we are baptized, we make promises with God and He makes promises with us. These are called covenants. Testify that we are blessed when we keep our promises with God. Alma chapter 26 and chapter 29. The gospel brings me joy, and I can share this joy with others. Ammon, who helped to teach the gospel to the anti-Nephi Lehis, received great joy from preaching the gospel. Alma, who also taught the gospel to many people, received this same joy. We can experience similar joy when we share our testimonies with others. Possible activities. Select a few phrases from Alma chapter 26 or chapter 29 that speak of joy and read them to the children. See, for example, Alma chapter 26, verse 11, verse 13, or Alma chapter 29, verses 13 to 14. Invite the children to stand every time they hear the words joy or rejoice. Help the children understand that sharing the gospel made Alma and Ammon happy. Share an experience when sharing the gospel brought you joy. Invite the children to draw pictures of things that bring them joy. Invite each child to give his or her drawing to another classmate and explain it. Point out that when something brings us joy, such as the gospel, our joy grows when we share it. Give a child a copy of the Book of Mormon and let him or her practice sharing it with another class member. Encourage the children to explain how they feel about the Book of Mormon. Why do we share the Book of Mormon with others? Alma chapter 27, verses 20 to 30. I can help my friends live the gospel. The Nephites protected the anti-Nephi Lehis from their enemies and helped them keep the covenants they had made with the Lord. Possible activities. Tell the children the story of the anti-Nephi Lehis making a promise not to fight anymore. See Alma chapter 27, verses 20 to 30. Explain that because of the anti-Nephi Lehis promise, they could not defend themselves from their enemies. Read Alma chapter 27, verse 23, and explain that their friends among the Nephites chose to protect the anti-Nephi Lehis so they could keep their promise. How can we help our friends keep their promises? Tell about a time when a friend helped you keep your promises with God. Role play with the children situations in which they can, in a kind way, help others choose the right. For example, what could we say to a friend who wants to lie or be mean? Teach the doctrine, older children. Alma chapter 24. Covenants are promises I make with God and He makes with me. The anti-Nephi Lehis buried their weapons and promised never to kill again. Similarly, the children you teach can keep their covenants. Possible activities. Give all the children small rocks and invite them to write the word covenant on their rock. Explain that a covenant is a promise between Heavenly Father and His children. How do our covenants make us strong or firm like a rock? See Alma chapter 24, verse 19. Read together Alma chapter 24, verses 16 to 25, to learn what covenant the people of Ammon made and how they honored their covenant. Invite the children to take the rocks home as a reminder to keep their covenants. Read with the children Alma chapter 24, verses 16 to 19, and discuss what the anti-Nephi-Lehis did to show God they had repented. What did they covenant not to do? Explain that the covenants we make are a testimony to God that we want to follow God's commandments. See verse 18. What covenants have the children made? Invite the children to draw pictures of the anti-Nephi-Lehi's weapons. Then, invite them to write on the back of the weapons something they feel they should change in order to follow Jesus Christ more fully. Let them pretend to bury their weapons and make a plan to act on what they wrote. Alma chapter 24, verses 7 to 10, chapter 26, verses 23 to 34, and chapter 27, verses 27 to 30. Because Heavenly Father is merciful, we can repent and change. Recently, the children have been learning about Alma, Ammon, and the anti-Nephi-Lehis. How can you use these accounts to illustrate that Heavenly Father is merciful to those who sincerely repent? Possible activities. Write before and after on the board. Ask some of the children to read the following verses to find out what the Lamanites were like before Ammon and his brothers taught them. Alma chapter 17, verses 14 to 15, and chapter 26, verses 23 to 24. Ask other children to read the following verses to find out how the Lamanites changed. Alma chapter 26, verses 31 to 34, and chapter 27, verses 27 to 30. Invite the children to list under the headings what they found. Then, invite them to discover, in Alma chapter 24, verses 7 through 10, how these Lamanites were able to change so completely. Bear your testimony of God's power to forgive us and help us repent and change. Invite the children to read together Alma chapter 26, verses 21 to 22, looking for the blessings that come to those who repent. Invite the children to describe some of these blessings in their own words. Alma chapter 26 and chapter 29. The gospel brings me joy, and I can share this joy with others. These chapters are full of examples of the joy that comes from living and sharing the gospel. How can you use Alma chapter 26 and 29 to inspire the children to seek this joy? Possible activities. Help the children find the words joy and rejoice in Alma chapters 26 and 29. Read together some of the verses they find and discuss what these verses teach about joy. What brought Ammon and Alma joy? Share an experience when you felt joy from living or sharing the gospel, or invite the children to share their own experiences. Invite two children to face each other and see who can make the other child smile first. What are some ways we can spread joy to others? How does sharing the gospel spread joy? Help the children think of ways they can share the joy of the gospel with their friends and families. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to keep their promises as the anti-Nephi-Lehis did. Improving our teaching. Learn a scripture. Select a scripture phrase or short passage that you think could help the children in your class and help them memorize it. Visual aids and hand gestures can also help.